Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you are making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. I have something so cool for you. I want to give you access to my free training, How to Attract the Right Client into Your Business in 2024 without depending on the algorithm only. If you are an expert in your field, you know that growing your business means attracting the right client who seeks what you have to offer. Unfortunately, most struggling entrepreneurs are focusing on crafting their offer first, but without knowing how to attract the right client, you will create content for months without getting paid. Ready to take control of the outcome and save valuable time? The link is in the show notes. Welcome back to another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek. Let's do this. Can you imagine? It's almost 2025. I can't. It seems that this year just flew by. I have the impression that the more we do, the more excitement we create, the more things we are experiencing, the quicker the time flies. I don't know if you agree with me. Before I dive deep in this episode into the noise of social media telling us what we have to do, making things overly complicated, causing overwhelm, and what it really needs to build a profitable business and how it can be done simple. Before I do that today, I would love to ask you to give yourself a moment of grace and recognition for how far you have come. We are not doing this often enough. No matter if you reached your goal, you almost reached it, or it still seems somewhat so far away, remind yourself that you are moving every day forward. You are showing up every day. And as long as you do that, your success is inevitable. Give yourself a hug, a clap on your shoulder right now. Get out that sticky note, write down how amazing you are, and put it right on your screen. Know that the work you do is important and that you will succeed. It's meant for you. And the second thing I desire for you today is to be reminded that just because we are transitioning into 2025, it doesn't mean that your business ends. It doesn't mean that we have to reinvent everything new before the new year starts. It doesn't mean that we have to chase quick cash injections because perhaps we haven't made enough money this year. It doesn't mean that we have to add on to our task list. Business doesn't end. Let this be a reminder. And perhaps you even want to slow down and focus on what is important. I know the holiday season comes with a lot of expectations, with a lot of pressure of things we have to do. And one thing you don't have to do is to catch up on everything that hasn't happened in 2024. The time is just too short. Give yourself the permission to enjoy the upcoming days. And now let's dive in. The online space is loud. It's getting so noisy and everybody telling us what we need to do to build a profitable business. None of this advice is wrong or bad. It's just so frictioned. There is, when you're starting an online business, it seems like you have to do it all. You have to have it all. The more you do, the better. The more complex and complicated funnels, the more sales. Is that really true? It's not. While everyone is chasing quick successes, let's be told that there is no quick success. Building a business from scratch is hard work for everyone. And I want you to remind yourself why you are here. Why did you come into this online space? Why do you want to have a business and to hold on to that? To not get lost or get off track when someone is telling you you need to make six figures within a year, otherwise you haven't made it. What if you don't even want to make six figures? What if you are okay to just have your salary covered from your corporate job? That's okay. Just because somebody online is telling you that you have to have a six figure, seven, eight figure business, you don't have to. You can do you. The reason why you are here is your reason, and I want you to remind you of yourself and go back on track. If you are not making money while you are sleeping, that's totally fine. Making money while we are sleeping requires a strong foundation of things that are 100% working. That requires systems, and yes, they can be complicated. It does require a lot of testing before we actually know that our offer works 100%, or that we exactly know what our client needs to create a digital course that doesn't require us to be there and that people can buy it at all times. So now, even this course or these courses that people are telling you that they are making money overnight, they need to be launched and sold over and over again. Just because you launch it one time, it doesn't mean that it will be sold next year and then again, unless you are selling it. So the myth of having passive income and not having to do anything, it's just a myth. That's what it is. Running a business is work, and anything else that sounds to be too good to be true is too good to be true. Do not get off the track because somebody screams louder that you can handle and buy into quick successes. What is your version of success? And what does your intuition tell you what you need to do about it? In what way you want to do it? There is so many ways to your goals. There is not only one blueprint. And if the blueprint thing hasn't worked for you, then there is a reason for it. I know that when you signed up for this, you were not in for the easy game. You knew it. Society told you that running a business is not easy. And are you sure if you even want to do that? And that's okay. You are meant for this. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. But I want to tell you today something and let you know that things, even though they're not easy, can be done with ease and simplicity. We don't need anything complicated before we haven't made that one strong foundation in your business that is carrying everything. If there is no strong layer on the bottom, all your complicated systems, they will be like wobbly. That will be breaking. That will not be working. If you want to build a high house, a building, a skyscraper, you need that solid foundation. Otherwise, everything you put on top of that, every story you build, will just break through. It won't last. Maybe you are experiencing one or the other thing that you thought that you need to build complicated funnels. You need all those quizzes to keep your audience engaged, or you need to be 24/7 on social media, even if it's not working, post five posts a day and not seeing the results. And you're only doing it because somebody has been shouting loud enough for you to hear it. You may be experiencing guilt for not being quick enough. You may be thinking you need way too long to success. You might be experiencing setbacks in life, wondering whether only this is happening to you because nobody else is sharing setbacks in life. And you might be, oh, I'm only that busy. I have that messed up family that needs me all the time. I need to be with my children, and other women perhaps have babysitters, because everybody else is just screaming and shouting and sharing their successes. But don't compare yourself, or don't compare your behind the scenes to someone's success story. Everybody's behind the scenes looks the same. It's messy, it's insecure, it is hard work, and it's not always makeup and styled hair. Believe me. I know this from many people, from many conversations, and from my own experience. So just give yourself the permission to work behind the scenes and take your time to walk your own path, your own journey to success. And because everything is so loud, I see people so often reinventing their businesses over and over again, reinventing the offer. And now we are launching this, and I've got again something new, and there is something new coming. After every launch that hasn't worked, people think that their offers are bad. Where I want to tell you that your offer isn't bad. You just need to test it better. You need to improve it so your people want it. And we often forget that. And it's so energy consuming to reinvent over and over again instead of launching the same thing, but then improved, more aligned to your audience, having asked the questions why people haven't bought, and do what your audience wants and not what you think they need. This is such a big difference. And then I see people exhausted, leaving the social media, needing a break, which is not wrong, by the way, to do. But in first place, I don't want to get you there. I don't want to get you to exhaustion and having to need this break. And therefore, I'm going to tell you what you can do to be less distracted of all the things you might be needing, less overwhelmed, and to build that business foundation in such a simple way that it's almost obvious, and so you have fun doing it. You don't have to do anything quickly. You don't have to do anything complicated. You don't have to do overly fancy, because honestly, the things that are working are extremely boring, repetitive, and nothing fancy. That's business. Business is not fancy. We can do fancy once we succeeded, but honestly, running a business can be simple. And as we're going into 2025, where winging it won't work anymore, where we are dealing with an educated buyer, people know where to go to buy, people know how to buy, people might even know more and more what they want. They exactly know what is scam and what is not, because we have been, many of us have been burned in the online space. We need to have a different approach to break through the noise. I'm going to tell you now how this is done with ease and simplicity. You need exactly three things, which is, we need people in our world. We need leads, attracting clients, however you want to call it, but we need people close to us, becoming our fan club, trusting us, and getting to know us. So social media is one of the things you can use for it to get people into your world, but it isn't enough. It is enough maybe to get them there, but to nurture them and sell to them, you will need, and I'm saying need, and it's not optional anymore, an email list. Why is that? We can't build a business on someone else's ground. If Meta takes down their services, if Meta makes their services paid and you can't or don't want to pay for it yet, if there is any clinch that takes your business down for days, if your account gets hacked and you don't have access anymore to it, everything is lost. Plus, depending on how and where you Google, currently the rate of how much your content is being shown to your followers is 2 to 6%, where if you send an email, it doesn't only save you the time to send something to more people at the same time, but here you increase your chance of 50% for the people to click and open your email. So this way you can stay in touch with your people closely, you can nurture them, and this is also where sales will happen in 2025. Then we need visibility beyond social media. As I said, the rates are 2 to 6% that your content gets shown to other people. So now imagine how many followers you need, how many people need to find your account so you can make sales. That is very little. And visibility doesn't mean social media only. How else can we gain visibility and get more people either onto our social media or our email list? You can speak on stages. If that's too big of a step right now, go and speak in front of other audiences in smaller groups, perhaps even online. How to do that? You can teach your masterclasses in front of other people's audiences. Find an aligned group on social, on Facebook. Ask the admin if their audience would benefit from your topic. Make an agreement that if you teach it, that you can promote your freebie or sell your offer to them. Collaborate. You can teach in front of other audiences and not only in front of yours. Speaking on podcasts. Yes, your story needs to be heard. Your story is important. Your expertise is important and you are ready for it. You wouldn't be here otherwise. Get on podcasts and choose one of them, not all of them. And if you think you are not a good speaker, you're a better writer, get media coverage. You don't have to be a superstar or known to get into media. If you can write and you can write a line to an article, pitch them. Pitch your article to every outlet you want to be in. Get that rejection, do it again, and do it till you succeed. I guarantee you, getting PR coverage is something incredible, and you can do that already. You don't have to be a superstar to get that visibility. So now that we have leads, we have ways to nurture them on our email list, and we have expanded our horizons beyond social media and get to be found and seen, and we have a way to nurture the people, we can move on to an offer and sales. If you have your offer already and it hasn't sold yet, then you might be missing number one and number two. It doesn't mean that you have to reinvent your offer to bring something new to the world every time it fails. Just make sure that all three things are covered equally and then sell to them again. I know, for whatever reason, sometimes we think we need to be ready and we have to have that offer ready, the pricing, the modules and everything mapped out. And then we bring it out there and nothing happens. And the reason is because you're missing visibility and you don't have enough people who trust you and who know about you in first place. So if you have that offer and hasn't sold, put it shortly to the side and work on number one and number two. If you're just starting out and hearing this, then my free course on how to build an email list and create an incredible freebie that people love to get them into your world and make them happy buyers. The link is free in the show notes. This is how you start. And now I want to invite you to get over that resistance and start thinking way too far ahead than you actually need to. Like, oh, but what I'm going to write to them if I have an email list? Oh, how I'm supposed to do X, Y, Z? Everything that your brain is now telling you why you shouldn't be starting an email list because you don't know step 10, take step one. In this course, you have, it's bite-sized, and you have mapped out a step-by-step approach that is easy to follow for you and to get into action. And now I'm revealing the big secret. If you don't know step 10 today, if you take step one, you will see step two in front of you. Once you take step two, you will see step three right in front of you. Once you take step three, you will see step four. And this way you will get to step 10, but only If you ditch the resistance right now and start with number one, cut out the noise and do you. Your work is so important. We need conscious people currently more than ever. And everything you need to succeed is already within you. Tired of programs that leave you feeling the same? Rewire is Breathing Space's 12-week journey to unlock your true potential through breathwork. Wouldn't it be incredible to experience transformation that awakens your most authentic self and supports you on your business journey? Imagine being supported by your breath and deeply connected to your purpose. Daily breathwork practices and deep release sessions, this is the thing that changes everything. Ready to step into your power? Find the link to join Rewire in the show notes and get the 33% off as thank you for being a valued member of this fabulous community.